be here, and we understand that unlike we, over in Kentucky, you've had inclement weather here, a lot of rain, and we noticed that farther up this way we got, the more flooding we saw, and some are hindered, but we're thankful to be here, and where two or three are gathered together by the authority of the Lord, He's in the midst. So we have a whole crowd this morning, don't we? And so, take your Bibles and turn to John chapter 6, if you will. And we're going to talk about a certain and self-ness. The world of religion turns away from the saving goodness of the sovereign Lord who is mighty. And so we want to dwell on that this morning and make our hearts rejoice that God. This is my God. Always a joy to come to Grace Baptist Church, preach the Word of God, and enjoy the sweet fellowship. John 6, 10 and 7. All when I take Jesus I'm not forever. Now, look in verse 24. Let me get a little bit. Now, look in verse 37. I preach a message. And looked at me with me. Thank you. then he might. An eternal salvation. He forgives. Respect. He's talking about the mind of the holy. If you have an English Bible in your hand, translated from the original Greek and handed to us, it was handed to them that translated from our forefathers in the Textus Receptus, and we have that Word of God before us this morning, and you read the Gospels. It tells us I mean, just knowing that, see what I'm saying, it's a historical fact. We're not saved, but he was wounded 5 times. He was a fuck. Now look in verse 10 down through the end of the chapter if you're there. Here in Isaiah 53. Notice this now. Yes. The point. Short of hell itself forever and all eternity. So in chapter 6, John chapter 6, and you can depend upon God. There's no the judgment. So anyway, that's where that goes. It's amazing to me. He gives them all joyfully. How do I know that I'm the chosen? Our text says seeing and believing. That is the verse 44 in our text. No, He effectually calls us out of sin through the gospel. The gospel is the power of God and salvation to everyone that believes it. And so, let me hurry up. I've just got about 5 minutes. In 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2. Paul. The coming of God for saints. To hear him say, he's talking about in verse 13 and 14. He tells I will raise you to glory, to glorify by seeing and believing. Here, and when we were let's close with this overwhelming thought of our text. To dwell upon. To rejoice. As a there's no fear. I'm not trying to bring until the Lord comes in the rapture. That'd be wonderful if I did. But time's running out of me. I'm 77 years old. I'm tired. Has no more dominion over us. Why? The sovereign man is our sovereign Savior. The sovereign Spirit to the effectual call to the obtaining of sovereign. I've been saved. I'm now being saved. And in the end, I'm going to be gloriously saved forever and forever. Then, Lord, bless this message to our hearts and to those with whom that there is a Savior that's mighty to save. To lift us up out of the mighty pit of sin and one day present us faultless before the presence of your glory. And what joy and rejoicing there will be in heaven when we all meet together in that wonderful homecoming there. Bless us now, Lord, to believe this, to rejoice in it, and to live every day for you and the last day that you give us here. For we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay.